This is a Niche Radio podcast. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.
Hello, hi there. Thank you for joining us on this new very first episode of Time Waits for No Man, a more inclusive and broader platform picking up from the Modern Man's Corner. It is so great being with the Niche Radio family again. Please go on Twitter and Facebook and check out our social media pages at Niche Radio and at MACNLA for more updates on this podcast. Right, let's get straight into it. If I were doing something, if something I enjoy, that is, that I enjoy doing fully, that is actually talking. So naturally, one of the reasons I started doing podcasting or doing it again is having conversations with friends and family and getting that encouragement and saying, you know what, the conversations that we're actually having would benefit a lot of people from listening in and actually having to add on their views and their opinions on those conversations and continue having them on social media platforms and the likes. With that said, that's the reason why I'm here. That's the reason why I'm here and ready to share my thoughts and views with you guys on everything current, and also here to get you the most, well, I'll try at least, get you the most interesting interviews you have ever listened to. I promise to do my best. Coronavirus hit our shores and we thought we were ready for it as South Africa. I'm sure we thought we were going to dance and drink our way out of this one. But guys, just like a normal South African weekend, and we'll wake up Monday and it's all gone. Sadly, that has not been the case. We have never been ready for something this monstrous that is killing our sisters and our brothers. It literally is like a 1,000-foot-long wave that washes and demolishes everything in its path. So many lives have been disrupted by what we call now the COVID-19. But, I mean, we only can make the best of a worse situation, or the positive. We can only change the negative into a positive, and that's what we're trying to do, each and every one of us in our own capacity. And that's why we're here, guys, which is exactly what I like about us in this country we call home, that is South Africa, is that even in uncertain times, we were able to evolve and adapt to a new normal that is honestly commendable. We have people Zooming, and I know others have also utilized what's already available to them, such as WhatsApp video calls, something as simple as that, just to conduct their mundane, boring, normal meetings. Microsoft Teams is also there and available for you guys if you have not yet found a social or a virtual meeting platform. The way life is so virtual right now in South Africa, which is actually a very good thing, because in that case, a lot of things can keep going the way they're supposed to, because it's not like we're so far away from each other. We're still keeping a safe distance, but still are able to communicate efficiently. With that said, I would like to open the platforms to you out there. I would like to know what has been the most difficult thing the coronavirus has brought into your life, and how are you either working on fixing it or have already come out stronger? For me, I would say it has taught me to be more present in the moment, and that everything has its time. I know it sounds a bit cliche, but it's true. Those that know me know that I'm not the most patient person when it comes to other things. And COVID-19 came, I was, and maybe still am, a little bit impatient and kind of a control freak, and COVID-19 came and was like, I will teach you a thing or two about patience. And you got nothing but time to embrace those things, because you have to tackle it head on and just deal with it, because you're not going anywhere else. So please, 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 guys, share your stories and comments with us on the comments section, or leave your details on our email and we can get in touch with you so you can share your story on the podcast. Although in the past few weeks since level 3 started, that is, I feel like life or things has been definitely settled back to normal, or at least the new normal, that is. More and more people are coming out of their hiding places and they are engaging in economic activities that are very, very important for this country to still keep afloat. And obviously, it's a frenzy out there, everyone trying to navigate the new normal. Literally, you walk out your door and it's ninjas everywhere. Everyone in masks and sanitizing our hands in every point of entry, and literally every single contact or exchange you have with someone or with any item, whether that is with money or with anything that you're delivering, you have to sanitize. So sure, guys, it's hectic. Not only that, but we still have the social unrest that is within the country and going on in the world as well. So that is something that we're going to be definitely unpacking on the podcast in the coming next few episodes, how to best tackle that. And you guys can also maybe share your views and your opinions and your stories of how you have experienced social injustice, or how you think maybe it will benefit the country to go a certain way versus how they actually tackling the situation right now. I know with all the corruption, with all the PPEs, I mean, let's face it, we knew our government was going to find a way to mess things up. We just didn't know how, but we knew. But I suppose we are a resilient people, the people of this country with that South African spirit. Coming up with the season of Time Waits for No Man, we are going to be bringing you the latest South African designers and what in the fashion industry, with the local designers that come up with the items and where you and me can find them, or how you can get your hands on them and what they got up to during lockdown. That's exciting. So we want to source out these localist lekker pieces and actually support our economy and support our local designers. We also are going to be bringing you very insightful interviews with some of the contacts that I've been speaking to about relationships, whether that be money habits and politics through the eyes of the South African youth. But I do have to say, full disclaimer, I'm an ordinary South African guy who likes to talk and create extraordinary conversations. So remember, when you're listening to this, you're listening to someone who's exactly in your shoes and wants to have a broader conversation. I mean, once we have these tough and necessary conversations that we're supposed to have in this country, I feel like that's when we're actually going to move forward and when we're going to know how to get answers out of the situations that we're in. Remember to subscribe and get the latest content on Niche Radio website. We will also have Zoom interviews with a lot of exciting people from various industries, from entertainment all the way to politics. So stay tuned and be sure to subscribe and listen to our podcast. Until next time.
For more, visit www.nicheradio.co.za.